Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And very excited about our good friend John Harrison being back on the show. John's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the president of Aspire Financial Advisors Incorporated, the author of the book Making Mammon Serve You. He is a certified financial planner and an ordained minister. And that makes him a pretty unique individual in our Brain Trust. He's our good friend, John Harrison. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Hey, John, one of the things that I know you want to talk about today is here we are on the first day of spring, which I'm so happy about, by the way. I love daylight savings time. I don't know about you, but I love it. And I know you want to give us some thoughts on how to do some spring cleaning for our financial situation. Where should we start?
Well, a good place to start is with things you do sort of seasonally. And I like to tell people to get their credit report and make sure that it's looking like what it's supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. Protect yourself against identity theft.
Well, that can be a really annoying process. Because it's hard. If you've got something on your credit report that's not right, it's a real frustrating thing to get that straightened out, isn't it?
It really is.
You got any suggestions to make it easier?
Other than deep breathing, no. One thing that
maybe a margarita or some Jack Daniels or something. Yeah.
One of the things I would say is you don't have to sign up for any of those paid services that give you
right.
the monthly monitoring.
Right.
Often they'll say, you know, for $19.95, we'll tell you every time
right.
something changes. Your credit report actually changes a little bit all the time, and most of that mm-hmm. information you don't really need to have. But since the credit bureaus are required by law to give you one free look at your report per year, then what you could do is simply get one from each bureau, and that would give you three free
mm-hmm.
reports a year. You get Experian for your spring cleaning, you get Equifax for your fall look, and you get TransUnion for your other one. And that gives you three looks a year that didn't cost you a thing versus $200 a year for these monthly monitoring programs,
right.
You know, $19.95 a month. So that's always a good place to start. It's easy to get it, and you keep your fingers crossed that there's nothing untoward on it, because it gets a bit more complicated trying to get it cleaned up.
Right.
You can dispute anything that you see, and they are required to either confirm the information or delete it,
mm-hmm.
but there's often a lot of back and forth involved with that.
Right.
And so it'll
yeah, that's the frustrating part, back and forth. I've had some credit that was misidentified. It was
mm-hmm.
it was identified as short term, and it was long term,
mm-hmm.
and that was affecting my credit score. And it's a nightmare to get it to get it properly coded.
Exactly.
There was nothing to do with payments. It was just a coding of the thing. So it was a mistake on my report, and
right.
and it's a nightmare to get.
The problem often is that the report depends for its verification on the people who submitted it. So
which you then go back to, and then they I'm just saying, folks. He's right. I mean, John is giving you good information, but just don't act like if you see something you don't like, don't think that you can snap your fingers. It takes time.
Exactly. And another spring cleaning thing that you can do that is a lot less potential for frustration is just to get rid of paper that you don't need.
Mm-hmm.
There are records that you should keep.
But
for
I love
a long
my
time.
Paper, John. I want my paper. I need my paper. I might need it sometime, John.
Exactly. It was that old famous Latin saying, you know, paperwork, ergo sum. I've got
yeah.
paper, therefore I am.
That's right. But you know, one way to think about paper is about getting rid of paper is realizing that if you get rid of paper, You know, if you ever have an IRS audit, you know they don't have to worry about them going over all that paper.
That's right, and that's actually one of the longer term things you'll keep is any documentation that supports your tax return. You know, mm-hmm. the deductions you took or the income that you claimed.
How many years have we got to go back? 3 years.
3 years from the date that the income return is filed.
Right.
So for 2013 income, you'll file that in 2014, and you'll need to keep that documentation through 2017.
Right.
And then once that time period is passed, as long as it
you
wasn't
still have to keep
return,
your the evidence of your returns. Don't get rid of the actual document, just the supporting stuff after 3 years, right?
Right.
Yeah. And if they think you did something wrong, folks,
there's no statute of limitations.
They can go back to 2000 and or 1910 probably. All right, quick break. Right back with John Harrison after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.